This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Stephen Thompson. I'm here with NPR Music contributor Christina Lee.
Hey, Stephen.
Host of the Artemisy podcast, Kiana Faircloth.
Hey, Stephen.
And NPR Music's own Hazel Sills.
Hi, Stephen.
We are talking about the best new albums out today, starting with the rapper J.I.D. and his new record, The Forever Story. This song is called Dance Now.
Aye, aye, aye.
Look, J.I.D. back in the city with it. Jitty done been all across the globe. They say Jitty scribbler, he silly with it when he spit it. I hope he don't sell his soul. He should be good, man, he signed a code. He from the hood, nigga, down the road. He with you jugging right by the stove. Then they saw the patrol, it was time to roll. Saw the patrol, it was time to ride. Motor running on Memorial Drive. Got a country cousin cruising with the black man Savannah at the Florida Georgia line. Got a couple family members in Atlanta, not Atlanta. We let on Moretta decide. They just go let that Beretta fly. Cause you niggas bugging, spray pesticides. It's me and the bros. No extra guys, and they moving weight, it's no exercise. We could pick a date to come stretch you out, only showing muscle when it's flexing time. You could see the hustle, you could recognize. Overcame struggle when the devil tried. Let me bear it all when I'm telling God. You know I'm a rant when I talk to Jah. Nigga said that I can't. Damn lie, ain't dapping no hand. Sanitize, gon' slide on your man. Landslide, there's a nine in my pants. Hancock, you gon' try to recant, you can now. I can step on the ant, ant pile. I'ma shoot at the ground. Dance now.
Speaking from J.I.D.'s native Atlanta, this has been a long time coming. So The Forever Story is a spiritual sequel to a debut album he released back in 2017 called The Never Story. It basically compiled a bunch of songs that he had released previously out of his stomping grounds, and a lot has happened since then. Of course, we all know that he is signed to Dreamville, J. Cole's label. We know him for his feature on Imagine Dragons Enemy. So he has come a long way since then, and I think this album finds him caught between these two respective worlds. So on one hand, he's remembering the hunger that initially drove him to start rapping in the first place after having lost a football scholarship in college. But on the same token, he's also realizing just how lonely this new world he's found himself in could be. And for me, this is just like a super compelling listen. I think it matches up to all the hype that I've been feeling here in his native Atlanta.
I really love this album because I actually listened to it from top to tail. It was one of those albums where the stories just kind of kept drawing me in, like on better days.
Twin, don't forget the better days. We've been friends since 10. Back then, we told people we cousins kin. The buses from my school couldn't come to where I live, so my mama used to drop me at your crib like 4, maybe 5 a.m. I ain't get no good sleep till I was 27. I used to wear my big bro clothes. You used to let me borrow some of your clothes. I thought that I looked funny in them.
He talks about how he didn't get a good night's rest until he was about 27 years old, talking about growing up and having to go to a friend's house at about 4 and 5 in the morning just so the school bus could pick him up. It's pretty weighty in a lot of ways, and I absolutely can appreciate how he uses some heavy hitters from the jazz world, of course, producing this record, like Bad Bad Not Good. He's got Thundercat producing a track on here, J.D. Beck, K. Trinata. It really is a solid, solid album from J.I.D.
His sense of pacing is so remarkable. You listen to this record and he's just constantly revving and then occasionally pulling back just enough to rev again. It's a little bit exhausting. I mean this in a good way. Listening to this record, it's 59 minutes and it is so stuffed with wordplay. It's just this constant swirl and churn of activity and just these little references. If you're a sports fan, my God, there are so many sports references on this record.
We have a penalty flag thrown at the 30-yard line.
Personal foul. Unsportsmanlike conduct, number 6 on the defense.
Okay, they got this shit they could pull out, I know it could blow out a bag. Yeah.
But also just like religion and references to violence and drugs and the journey that he's taken. And it is, your mind almost can't keep up with it listening to it.
I feel him really expanding on that origin story that he initially teased with the Never Story, while at the same time, as you said, Stephen, driving with the sort of hunger to get to the people all the way in the back, you know, if we're talking like in a festival setting. Like, I think he recognizes that he's still very much on the come up, and it's great to hear him literally not lose any momentum.
Yeah. That's J.I.D. His new album, The Forever Story, is out today. Let's go next to Stella Donnelly. The singer Stella Donnelly has a new album called Flood. This song is called Lungs.
Maybe it's the last time that I see ya. Putting too much salt on the story. It's not loving if you fake it. There's a limit to your
Stella Donnelly, she is an Australian singer-songwriter. This is her sophomore album. Her first album, Beware of the Dogs, really cemented her as a singer-songwriter who wrote very pointed, funny songs about being a young woman in the midst of Me Too and dealing with annoying, sometimes even abusive men. And on this album, I really feel like she's kind of settled into a new level of her songwriting, and it feels a little less pointed in its politics, but more personal. And it's a record about maturing and kind of realizing what doesn't fit your life anymore. There are some moments of that perspective from her first record on this album. There's a song called Morning Silence, where she talks about not wanting her children to wake up to the sound of women screaming.
Is it a pipe dream to want my children never to wake up and hear a woman scream?
It's such a dark line, but it's also sort of funny and just kind of gets at Stella Donnelly's perspective.
She really has this remarkable knack for the quieter she gets, the sharper the lyrics cut. And I like the way this record has a lot of that, a lot of those quieter moments. But also there are songs like the one we heard, Lungs, that have a little bit more sparkle to them at the same time. This record feels more dynamic. It feels like a leveling up just in terms of like broadening her sound in a way that can really cut deep, but is also very engaging at the same time.
That track, How Was Your Day, which I'm completely obsessed with.
Oh, it's just like
such like a delightful, heartbreaking song about a breakup.
A polite conversation about unclaimed.
And I love that line on it where she talks about this image of a polite conversation turning into like this deadly candle that could burn the room down. And a really good example too of great talk singing. She's so good at that. And we've had a lot of that lately with Wet Leg and Dry Cleaning, and that song sort of feels a part of it. But yeah, just an album that really takes her songwriting and her music to the next level.
Yeah, I think it's great. That's Stella Donnelly. Her new album is Flood. Let's go next to Miguel Zinón. Miguel Zinón has a new album called Música de las Américas. This song is Opresión y Revolución.
This album, it's definitely indicative of the fact that he's been nominated for I don't know how many Grammys at this point. He's a Guggenheim and a MacArthur Fellow. And his compositions are just always so driving and passionate. And this album reveals the passion that he has for the history of the Americas. It's 8 tracks that explores the history of the continents. You know, it was recorded with his longtime quartet. That includes Luis Perdomo on the piano. He's absolutely smoking. Hans Gluwischnig on the bass and Henry Cole's on the drums, and the way that they interplay with each other really just show that they've been doing this together for a long time. And he also brings together percussionists from his native land of Puerto Rico, and he pays tribute on this album to the indigenous cultures and societies that existed, of course, before European colonization. And one of the standout tracks for me on this record is Taínos y Caribes. The way it just drives and moves and the way they play with each other, I mean, from Luis on the piano to Henry on the drums and Hans on the bass, it works together in such a passionate way that really gives a look at what the Americas look like before it all. And so this album really does reveal not only, you know, how heady Miguel is, but also, you know, just the brilliant nature of his compositions all over this record.
Yeah, you use the word passionate, and there's such fire and intensity to a lot of these pieces, but there's also, especially as it rolls along, there's a really meditative quality to it at the same time, where you can just tell that there's an enormous amount of thought put into the themes that feed into this record. You know, when you're listening to instrumentals and they really match their titles, I'm always, that really helps me as a listener.
Indeed.
So a song called Opresión y Revolución, and then you hear it.
You can feel the fire.
There's a reason this guy is as decorated as he is.
Absolutely. And, you know, not only is he a stellar sax player, but we know him, of course, from his work with the SF Jazz Collective, his compositions there and arrangements on songs that we love. He is just an incredible composer. And this album, I think, really gives a look at his culture and how he's educating the masses on, you know, what happened in this country before. And I think it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's a fantastic record. Miguel Zinón's new album is called Música de las Américas. We've got a few more records we want to play for New Music Friday, but first, let's take a quick break.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Smartwool. Don't sweat the incline. From the trailhead to the summit, enjoy every single step with Smartwool's powerfully durable hike socks. Made with naturally performing merino wool for the perfect fit and cloud-like comfort. Enjoy 15% off your first purchase when you sign up for Smartwool's mailing list. What are you waiting for? Get out there with Smartwool socks and take every hike to new heights.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Stephen Thompson, and we are looking at some of the best new albums out today, August 26th. Next up is Caitlin Aurelia Smith. Caitlin Aurelia Smith has a new album called Let's Turn It Into Sound. This song is called Locate. Thank you.
What a trippy artist. What a great weirdo. Yeah, she... Caitlin Aurelia Smith is an American composer who works primarily with modular synthesizers. She uses Buchla synthesizers. She makes deeply playful, almost like psychedelic electronic music. And her music has a way of veering off course into so many different directions. This album feels so vibrant and has a lot of like accessible moments. I think there are parts of this album that sound like almost like 80s video game music.
I wrote down video game music.
Yeah. So did I.
which is funny because, you know, Caitlin Aurelia Smith is like inspired by Suzanne Ciani, who's also a modular synth composer who like made music for pinball machines. And so it's just a very colorful, intense album and just so many moments of delight and surprise. The way she uses saxophones and horns on this record is really great.
I know the first track for me, Have You Felt Lately, is just so weirdly annoying, I hate to say, and catchy at the same time.
Have you felt lately the beauty that you are? I feel it often.
And like you mentioned, the video game nostalgia that comes with it, it kind of feels like Super Mario Brothers on its fifth energy drink. I'm like, oh my God. If you need to wake up, I mean, this is the album for you. Let's Turn Into Sound. Definitely an introduction from me into Caitlin Aurelia Smith, but refreshing nonetheless.
And I think this kind of reminds of the range that she's managed to find, even with like the very specific niche that she's created for herself and her music. So I was introduced to her by way of Tides, Music for Yoga and Meditation, which, of course, was commissioned by her mom. Like, she wanted a soundtrack for her own yoga practice. So comparing this album to what I've heard from her in the past and even on the Calm Music app, it just, this feels like the biggest push away from like maybe sort of the ambient or the new age labels that I think she's been presented with over the past couple years. So for me, it was very unexpected in that regard.
Yeah, I had a similar reaction to it. I knew her as kind of an ambient neoclassical artist. And listening to this, I mean, we've talked about video game music, which it definitely taps into. There's so much incredible creative music happening in video games right now that this feels of a piece with. But it also reminded me of Juan Garcia Esquivel at times. If you know Juan Garcia Esquivel's music, he made this kind of cocktail jazz, this like futuristic kind of steampunk jazz. I don't know what the best way to describe it. It's very like zim zoo zoo and like very hi-fi, and there are just sounds zipping around all over in the mix and jumping from one speaker to another. This has that dynamism, but in sort of a more free-form way that is constantly keeping you guessing in ways that really, really, really worked for me.
Yeah, it's like steampunk meets like Imogen Heap, maybe, because there are more vocals and like she plays around and toys around with her voice so much with how it's like processed.
I just think we're in such an interesting time right now for ambient music and electronic music and the way Spotify just makes everything into a vibe. And so I appreciate an artist who's like capturing your attention, is waking you up and is really making you listen to the music and not just having it as something to like chill to.
Yeah. You don't forget that you're listening to this record.
No.
And I love it. That's Caitlin Aurelia Smith. Her new album is called Let's Turn It Into Sound. We're going to close out this week's show with a lightning round, but first, we've got one more pick. It is a massive box set from the band Blondie. It's called Blondie Against the Odds 1974 to 1982. Let me tell you, picking 1 minute of one song to sum up Blondie is basically impossible, but we're going to go with the first use of rap ever to hit number one on the American pop charts all the way back in 1981. Let's hear a little bit of Rapture.
Fat Five Freddy told me everybody slide. DJ spinning, I said my. Flash is fast, flash is cool. Francois said bar, flash ain't no dupe. And you don't stop, sure shot. Go out to the parking lot and you get in your car and drive real far and you drive all night and then you see a light and it comes right down and lands on the ground and out comes a man from Mars and you try to run. And he eats your head, and then you're in the man from to Mars, you go out at night, eating cars, you eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys and Subaru, and you don't stop, you keep on eating cars. Then when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars where the people meet. Face to face, dance cheek to cheek, one to one, man to man, dance toe to toe. Don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars. He's eating bars, yeah, wall to wall, door to door, hall to hall, he's gonna eat them all.
I've been a lifelong Blondie fan. I mean, how could you not be? And it's like such a joy to have this extensive and deep of a box set of this band's work. And, you know, we just heard that rap. You know, Debbie Harry was an artist as part of Blondie who was just so good at kind of skewering what was expected of her, not just as a woman in punk, but like also what was expected of women in pop. And, you know, she had such a way with this band of taking genres like reggae or disco music or like 60s pop and really bringing punk's crassness and humor and grit to it. This box set is just, it's massive.
Yeah, this collection contains all six of the original Blondie albums from their run from 1974 to 1982. They've reunited a bunch of times. They've had reunion tours and other albums, but this is kind of a package of that original run. It's got demos and B-sides and alternate versions, as well as remasters of the original albums. And it can't be 100% complete, but it gives you a really, really well-rounded picture of who Blondie was in its prime.
Oh, no.
I feel like this release is a kind of a timely, teachable moment. It's something that folks who might not be aware of who Blondie is, I don't know how you couldn't be their Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, but for the new generation that are just hearing, you know, the Beyoncés and the Drakes that are doing this dance thing, you get to hear the folks that were influencing what you're hearing now.
Blondie was ahead of its time. At the same time, it was also enormously popular. And you think about what they were trying to pull off. I mean, they were too pop for punk. They were too punk for new wave. They were too punk and new wave for pop. And yet they topped the pop charts anyway. I mean, when Heart of Glass came out, I was like 7 years old, and it was really like the first song I was aware of, knowing that it was a huge pop hit and a cultural moment. I mean, this is a band that came up in downtown New York City in the art and punk scene around Andy Warhol and the Ramones and just all this, Patti Smith, all these like really cool New York artists. And in 1979, they've got this disco hit. And, you know, it's a commercial move, but it's also this huge reputational risk that they took that just happened to really, really pay off for them.
I think that kind of risk-taking that you were describing, just in terms of genre, it's Debbie that really kind of ties it all together. And I think, to Kiana's point, like, that kind of risk-taking that pop stars do now, that rock stars do now, that it's sort of old-fashioned to talk about genre lines in the way that they were talked about back then when, you know, the idea of doing a disco song in a punk setting was like, what are you doing? Now that's just how every artist is.
There's this wonderful package of really thorough liner notes where you can read about what they were up against and what they went through and that kind of usual epic behind the music story behind them. And I'm just so glad all these years later that Blondie's members are still around and still able to reunite and perform and kind of get their flowers, because they're really, really an important band. That's Blondie Against the Odds, 1974 to 1982. We couldn't get to every worthwhile album out August 26th, so we're going to give you a lightning round of some of the other releases out today. Christina Lee, why don't you kick us off?
Okay, so Michi Darko, he is releasing his own solo debut that dives into, among other things, the 2020 death of his father. That album is called Gothic Luxury.
Twice upon a time there was a boy who died. Don't you dare laugh, cause that boy was high, go lie.
Tiana Faircloth. Let's hear your pick.
Carolyn Malachi has released an EP called Counter Narratives. She's a Grammy-nominated artist who is so interesting. She's the great-granddaughter of jazz pianist John Malachi, but her music is so genre-encompassing. And this EP is super cool because not only is she a lyricist, she's a vocalist, but she's also the audio engineer, and she mixed this record herself. And one of her missions has been to bring women into the space of audio engineering. And so she's doing that, and she's really, you know, leading by example on this EP, Counter Narratives. The track I'd like to highlight is called Under My Own Weather.
Hazel Sills, give us your lightning round pick.
Yeah, one album out today that I wanted to shout out is the album Pre-Pleasure from the Australian singer-songwriter Julia Jacklin. This is her third studio album, and it is just a great collection of songs about contending with her childhood and her upbringing and the values that she's taught herself about autonomy and religion. Just a really solid record. Am I gonna lose myself again?
We just covered a massive Blondie reissue, but there is one more reissue I don't want to forget. Regina Spektor's album 1111 is 21 years old. I don't know how that happened. It's getting a remastered reissue with an 80-minute collection of bonus material called Papa's Bootlegs. That's 20 songs that are from the same era as 1111, recorded live by Regina Spektor's father, and 10 of these tracks have never been released. Here's a little bit of Back of a Truck. Her gym teacher thought himself a sweat sock demigod, and her geraniums thought themselves an alien pod. Also, I did want to mention the great singer-songwriter Valerie June has a new album of covers. It's called Undercover, and it's got her interpretations of songs by Mazzie Star, Frank Ocean, Gillian Welch, Nick Drake, Bob Dylan, and more. She has impeccable tastes and a great voice. That'll do it for New Music Friday. Kiana Faircloth, Christina Lee, Hazel Sills, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Stephen.
This was fun. Now, if you want to hear all the music we've featured on this week's show, along with a bunch of other great new music out today, we've got expanded playlists in Apple Music and on Spotify. Search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist in either of those apps. Don't forget to bookmark the Now Playing blog at NPR Music. That is packed with song recommendations that'll help you stay caught up on great new music. You'll also want to sign up for NPR Music's weekly newsletter. It is put together by the dynamic and resourceful Marissa LaRusso. To subscribe, go to npr.org/music-newsletter. This week's show has been produced and edited by Bob Boylan and Ron Scalzo. From NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Stephen Thompson, encouraging you to be well, take a break, and treat yourself to lots of great music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.